countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, I'd never been to a book club meeting before this week. I've been told they're very enjoyable, but book clubs are a predominantly female activity, the male participants few and far between. So I was really curious to hear about a men-only book club, which takes place in a pub in Milltown Malbay in County Clare. They had no power there last night, I'm told, but I hope it's back. I was a fly on the wall in that pub last Wednesday night to discover that the book is only half the story.
What did I think? I enjoyed the book. In one respect, I found it a very odd book. Long sentences were ridiculous and he seemed short of full stops.
We call ourselves Clancy's Men's Book Club because it's in Clancy's and we're men.
And my name is Pat Cahill, originally from Dublin and living in Milltown for about 12 years.
There'd be about 14, 15 members typically. We've called ourselves men only because there's about five or six book clubs in Milltown that are already all female and we thought it'd be an opportunity for men perhaps. Most of the other book clubs do entertainment in their own houses. And that wasn't something myself or John felt we wanted to be doing. We didn't want to have to tidy the house if we had people coming around. So we felt men would be more comfortable in a pub. It gives us an excuse to go for the pint.
Tell me the name of the book.
It's called Blindness by José Saramago. He's a Portuguese writer and he won the Nobel Prize back about 10 or 15 years ago. It wasn't the easiest read.
Yeah, I loved it. For the darkness, but the darkness seems to be what put the rest of the lads off, it's like. Well, it's about a society going blind in a very short period of time. And the first people that go blind are put away into an asylum. And we come across the usual abuses and you actually feel like you're there. And by the time you come near the end of the book, I think you're blind yourself, you know, and living with them.
And this is a work of fiction, obviously, but did I hear someone draw comparisons with our current reality in terms of, I heard someone say, homelessness or other situations we face in life? Who did I hear say that?
John McDonald, yeah. We take for granted, you know, the fact that whatever, a third of the world is starving at any particular time and there's great conflagration here, there and everywhere, which is sort of swept under the carpet, really.
Yeah, I'm Maurice Reedy. I'm an engineer and I live in Milltown Malbay.
You're the chairman of the Clancy's Men's Book Club, I am told.
Yeah, that's a very upmarket title. I send the texts out and just kind of keep the thing moving. The discussions are serious. You're supposed to have your book read and it's important. But at the same time, it's very lighthearted and it's about people coming out, get the enjoyment of reading the book for the month and then the enjoyment of coming together, having a drink and a nice discussion about it, you know. It gives an opportunity to all different guys to come together who might not come under any other, you know, we all have kind of different backgrounds and I think that brings guys together. It's good, you know.
You're the local GP here in Milltown.
GP, yeah.
I'm Billy O'Connell. You have to gauge your population, you know. The mint shed started here. It didn't go as well as we had hoped. So it's just so crucial nowadays for people to get out and meet people, because otherwise it is, life can be quite lonely inside watching television and, you know, some people don't play golf, some people are very athletic, and just looking at some of the people here, that's just them, and they just love a good...
You're off duty now, don't be looking at them as a doctor.
Right, okay.
Well, we've kind of tuned ourselves now to ignoring what the media tell us is a good book and what isn't a good book, bestseller and all the rest of it, and then we get down to it, quite an amount of time is pure trite. I pride myself in the fact that we're a little bit more independent-minded and we treat them all fairly well and give them a good crucifying, as Donald will tell you there.
Is that trite with a shirt?
My name's Sally O'Dwyer.
What are the book club members like as customers here in Clancy's Pub?
Oh, they're fantastic. I find it very interesting. There's an odd book I would have read myself.
Do you get to join in on the chat ever?
I do not, no. I am involved at the Women's Book Club, but I have to sort of do my bit from behind the bar. There were a few of us women who were, you know, a bit put out, we'll say, about the fact that no women were allowed to join. But then I actually thought about it. I mean, what a fantastic thing to have a bunch of men getting together this day and age. Because after the book discussion is over, they all chat about everyday things and about life and they have the crack. And, you know, and that's what men need, I think, is to get out more often like that and discuss things and then afterwards have a bit of fun. And
Eddie Keane. I live now in Milltown Malbay and I own a restaurant on the main street, Bakehouse Restaurant.
You've been a chef all over the world, including in a French circus, you told me.
Oh, that's right. I started in Jury's Hotel in 1977 and since then I've worked with Circus Archaos and I'm back working for myself for the last 15 years.
Why Milltown Malbay?
It was a pure mistake. The car broke down and I was stuck in the garage and the wife went walking up. By the time I had the car fixed, she walked back from the main street and she had the house bought, and at least she wanted to view it, and we bought it the next day. You know, the way people, when they express their opinions on a book, you really get to know them better. It's a bit like a true expression of themselves, you know.
What else do you talk about?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you all that.
Tim Dennehy from South Kerry originally, and been living in Milton Malby now for over 30 years. So
I'm told that men's book clubs are a rarity. I certainly think maybe book clubs in men's book clubs in the pub might be an unusual thing. There's even song in this one as well, is there?
Sometimes when John Maloney is here, he asks for a song that is in some way connected with the book.
Oh, that's really putting you under pressure.
And we were reading Blindness, and this is a song that I wrote for my mother initially, but it's also about connection. Like the book, if it's about anything, is about retaining that human connection. And if you should come in a newborn spring on the wings of the swallow or the swift, and you circle again through an April bow, your voice wrapped in song as a gift.
If you get the chance, join a book club. It doesn't matter who you are. If you can read 200 pages in a month, join a book club. Go and have your pint and talk about something other than what's getting you down, you know? And I think you'll find it's a great experience and you'll see a different side of everybody. I think everybody has tough times, you know. This is one of the things you can do to extend the good times.
I will hold your hand and walk through all the parted years and the rich earth lying between us shall drink our loving tears.
Tim Dennehy bringing our programme on Countrywide to an end for this week.